Exclusive: Texas Rangers Investigate Death of Armed Human Smuggler in Crash Near Border. By Bob Price and Randy Clark on January 13, 2023. Texas Rangers are investigating the death of an alleged human smuggler following a police chase in Kinney County Thursday night. The vehicle crashed after the driver stopped to let migrants out of the vehicle. Law enforcement officials found the suspect dead behind the wheel with extensive head trauma. A detachment of Galveston County Sheriff's deputies sent to augment local law enforcement attempted to stop a suspected human smuggler. The driver refused to yield and led troopers on a pursuit. According to information obtained by Breitbart Texas from law enforcement sources, the driver reportedly pulled over at some point and multiple migrants jumped out and fled into the brush, the source stated. The driver then sped away. Deputies witnessed the vehicle leave the roadway and crash into the brush. As the troopers approached the vehicle, they observed the driver to be deceased with extensive head trauma. Sources told Breitbart Texas that a handgun was found near the decedent. Photos of the scene reviewed by Breitbart Texas show a massive amount of blood on the driver's side window, steering wheel, and instrument cluster on the dash. Less blood appears on the center console. A second photo shows a significant amount of the driver's brain on the dashboard near the windshield. Due to the odd circumstances of the head trauma, authorities called the Texas Rangers to take over the investigation. The law enforcement source indicated that Rangers are not normally called for crash fatalities. Authorities did not release any information about the driver's identity or nationality. Breitbart Texas reached out to Texas Department of Public Safety officials requesting additional information regarding the fatality and pursuit. Additional information is not available at this time due to the ongoing investigation by Texas Rangers. Multiple law enforcement sources told Breitbart Texas that incidences of armed human smugglers are on the rise. Border Patrol and state law enforcement sources frequently report incidents involving firearms found in the possession of these smugglers. Just last week, an armed human smuggler shot an El Paso Sector Border Patrol agent multiple times in the chest, Breitbart Texas reported. The shot struck the agent in the chest multiple times. His body armor saved his life and he was able to return fire, wounding the smuggler. State and federal law enforcement sources in nearly every sector of the southwest border report increases in armed human smugglers. Officials say this raises concerns for officer safety. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark. Editor's note: this article was updated to clarify that Galveston County deputies attempted the traffic stop. They are in Kinney County to supplement local forces, Texas DPS explains.